So now joining us is Dr. Leah McNeil with our wonderful tip today. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
I'm so excited about your tip because of the life that Rochelle and I are living right now, chef by request. So go ahead and give us your tip.
Well, this is the tip I gave you guys when I first started 2.5 years ago.
I love this, Dr.
And it's
Leah.
One that I talked about then, but I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on it.
Well, yeah, now you're a professional. You know how to elaborate.
Oh, this one is a basic. I mean, it's, the line is basic. Eat like a king in the morning, a prince at noon, and a pauper at night. And we don't do that in this society. We really don't. We just wake up from 8 hours of fasting, and we need to eat. We need to nourish our body with protein, carbs, and some good fats. So your breakfast should be a good size, not a gigantic breakfast, but a good quality breakfast. So have some good protein, some carbs, some fats. When I'm talking about fats, I'm talking about omega-3 oils, like flax oil, fish oil. You can get those in your vitamins as well as, you know, taking them in oil form.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be a gigantic breakfast, but it just needs to be a good quality breakfast. So have your breakfast and then have a good-sized lunch as well, because you're only halfway through your day by lunchtime. And that would be a salad, soup. You know, a good sandwich. When I say a good sandwich, don't have it on white bread. Have it on a high fiber, whole wheat. You know, there's lots of places around that have good quality breads and sandwiches. I always recommend a mid-afternoon snack around 3 or 4 because that's the time when everyone starts to crash.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend, though?
I like apples, like maybe some fruit at that time, but something, the fruit that has fiber in it, apple, pear. Maybe banana, but that can actually send your blood sugar up too high. But I love apples as an afternoon snack, and maybe with a little bit of cheese or something.
Mm.
Then a small dinner. Now, people think, well, that's my biggest meal. I don't eat all day, and then I have dinner. But you need to have, it's not that you can't have your chicken and your salad and your veggies and everything with dinner. Just don't eat so much.
Mm-hmm. I liked what you said in the email to us, is you said, you know, fill up your plate like you would and then take half off.
Yeah.
And what we are doing now on this diet, if you put it on a plate, it's a salad plate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dinner plate.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going to tell you something, the salad plate's not full. So.
Oh, see, that's good. Yeah. They're smart about what they're doing.
No, they are.
That makes total sense.
And what's nice, too, Dr. Leah, is our eye and our stomachs are being trained. I mean, last night I was at Seder at my sister-in-law's, and I just had a chicken thigh. I was perfectly satisfied. I mean, I had other things, you know, asparagus, what have you.
Yeah.
But for the protein, it was just a chicken thigh, and it was fine. I was fine. You know, where before I'd have the thigh and the leg, and
absolutely.
Maybe some breast. So, you know, out of control. Totally.
But see, you're eating more quality food throughout the day.
It's true.
The food that you're eating with breakfast, lunch, and dinner is all spread throughout the day. It's not like one gigantic meal and then you don't eat for 7 hours.
True.
You know, and that keeps your blood sugar more stable. And when your blood sugar is more stable throughout the day, you're not starvingly hungry at night.
Now, you said something, I think you said to Pam, or she read it in the note also, because Saturday or Sunday, it was like the guts of the refrigerator came out and went into my mouth. I mean, I couldn't get enough food on Sunday. So what's that about, Dr. Leah, when that happens?
Well, it's not uncommon for you to all of a sudden just be super hungry for whatever reason. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons, hormones, stress, and all that kind of stuff. But I've heard many people, many diet plans, and people say one day a week, allow your body to eat as much as you want. So, because when you're on a diet, you usually have lower calories and you're trying to lose weight, but then have one day a week where you're eating so your body doesn't think it's starving.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, I can't explain exactly why you might be so hungry all the time. Maybe you didn't sleep well that night before.
Well, that's what I was saying to her, is that one of the things that I read from you is that when you're not getting enough sleep, body's going to be hungrier, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not uncommon. And people sometimes don't realize how poor of sleepers they are. They might sleep for 10 hours, but they don't wake rested.
True. Right. Depending on how many times you woke up that night as well.
Yeah.
Right. But also you talked about eating something before bed. So talk about that a little bit, too.
I think that's, for most people, I think that's a great idea. Like having peanut butter toast or some sort of nut butter on toast, obviously depending on your allergies.
Sounds really good.
Sounds delicious.
I think that's a great idea because you get some carbs and some protein, and it keeps your blood sugar stable while you sleep. Because a lot of people will wake up in the middle of the night, not necessarily feel hungry,
right,
but their blood sugar is low and they're awake. And they're like, okay. And what happens when you're hungry in the middle of the night is that there's different hormones in your body that go up to release glucose, the stored form of glucose. And when those hormones go up, they wake you up.
You know, it's very interesting because we hear some, it's so confusing out there. Oprah, you know, she was doing the diet thing with whatever his name is, her diet guru, and he mm-hmm. said you can't eat past 7.
Isn't it Bob Green?
Bob Green. You can't eat past 7. So everybody's on that kick
right
now. And if you ate your dinner at 6, let's say, then if you're going to have a snack before bed,
and you
you're
going to
have to eat
till
after
10.
7. You know, you're going to, and what are you saying? Eat an hour before bed? What are you saying?
Well, actually, for people with hypoglycemia or low blood sugar problems, I would eat pretty much right before you go to bed.
Oh, right before
you have
go to
your
bed.
Maybe like half an hour or something. You have your snack, you eat it, and then you go get ready for bed, which
okay
could take, you know, 20 minutes or so. And
right,
if you have reflux problems, that doesn't work because then you'll get reflux or heartburn issues.
Right.
So there's different instances where that doesn't always work. But for a lot of people, you know, including myself, I'll have a snack right before bed, and I sleep much better. And I'm literally, I have a snack, then I go and get ready for bed. I read a little while, and then I go to sleep.
Well, we found that with Chef by Request. We're having, you know, the little bar.
Yeah, it's the Seattle snack bar. I usually have that about 7:15. Then I usually crawl
with a
into
cup
bed
of tea
at 8 with some tea. And I'd heard something else, Dr. Lee, and I thought wanted to get your opinion that having when sometimes people are really, really hungry, that if they drink some herbal tea,
mm-hmm.
that sort of helps a little bit. Is it the fluid? Is it, you know, that's supposed to help the appetite a little bit?
Well, I guess because it's filling up your stomach.
Mm. Yeah, you are putting some fluid in there.
Herbal tea or water,
I
guess it doesn't necessarily matter, but I guess it depends on the type of herbal tea they might be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Water does fill up your stomach more. Or having fiber, having more fiber, a fiber drink or something also fills up your stomach more. And there's all sorts of tricks, and there's no one diet for anybody.
Right.
But what you guys are doing sounds excellent because it's balanced.
True.
It's not
right
so much that you're eating less calories and you're only, you know, having cabbage soup. But you are balancing your food throughout the day.
And we're really not deprived. I mean, the food we're getting is excellent, and it's real food. And I think that's, you know, I've said that to Pam.
Right.
It's one of the keys because, you know, our lives do go on. You do have to go out with people. You are invited. And then what happens if you're on those pouches? You can't, you know, you just can't assimilate. But we're on real food, and so it really makes our lives much easier. So these are good tips, Dr. Leah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Give out the information so the listener can contact you, because you have many, many, many more tips than
many
that.
Tips. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you. Have a great day.